الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
If the truth is not clarified today, the place of the oppressors and the oppressed will be changed. December 12, 2021. This is the part of a speech delivered on December 12, 2021, by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in meeting with a number of nurses and the families of those martyred while working in the health profession.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All praise is due to God, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master, Muhammad, and upon his pure household, particularly the remnant of God on earth. I would like to congratulate each and every one of you, dear brothers and sisters, and the honorable, respected activists who work in the health profession on the occasion of the anniversary of the birth of Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra, peace be upon her, and Nurses Day. This meeting is a good opportunity to speak about the defenders of health and the dear nurses. But before that, I deem it necessary to raise few points in honor of the great lady of Karbala, Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra, peace be upon her.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Many discussions have been held and many complimentary remarks have been made about Zainab al-Kubra, which all have been correct. But there are two important points that may be seen in the life of the great person that I wish to discuss here. The first and foremost point is that Zainab al-Kubra, peace be upon her, showed the great spiritual and intellectual capacity of women to all of history and to the entire world. This is very important. Despite the foolish wishes of the people to humiliate women at the time, and those who are doing so in our time, Zainab al-Kubra was able to show the highest status of women and the great psychological, mental, and spiritual strength of women. I will give a brief commentary about these points. When I said that they are humiliating women today, this is a fact. But I do not want to enter into that discussion now. More than anyone else, it is the West who is humiliating women in a dangerous way. The great person, Zainab alayhi salam, showed two points. The first point is that women can be a vast ocean of patience and endurance. And the second point is that women can be a peak of wisdom and prudence.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.